Welcome to the Witches Healing Podcast. This space was created to get us all back to why we started our journey in the first place. In this sacred space, we understand that the only way out is within. I'm your host, Christina, also known as Moonstone Energy, and I'll be giving life advice, affirmations for success, collective messages, and more. I'm happy you're here. Let's get into this episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Witches Healing Podcast. I am your host, Christina, also known as Moonstone Energy. And today we are going to talk about what to do when you've lost someone. Now, grief is a very touchy topic. Death is a very taboo topic, but all of it is a part of being human. It's a part of, you know, just life in general. So just to kick it off, I came across an Instagram post by one of my mutuals that I follow. And her name is Made with Magic, M-A-D-E, the letter W, and Magic spelled M-A-G-I-K. And this made me think about a lot of things that happened to me over the past couple of years. And it also prompted me to create this episode because I feel like this is something that is a part of the human experience that doesn't get a lot of play, but it's very necessary, especially if you are going through the healing process and you're actually serious about healing, because regardless of anything, we're all going to leave here. And we're all going to experience someone that is going to leave before us. And that's going to leave us to mourn them. So we have to go through the proper channels and make the proper steps to actually deal with these emotions, because they're valid. So, and this is kind of off topic, but I think that this is something that needs to be said. I think that I don't know if I mentioned it on this podcast or the other one. I think I mentioned it on my other podcast, Moonstone Energy. But essentially, when it comes to mourning, something that I noticed just growing up in a predominantly Black church, a Southern Baptist church to be specific, one thing that I always heard when it came to funerals was, basically, you don't need to mourn. They're in heaven now. So stop crying, stop mourning, stop being sad. But I feel like that's avoiding your natural emotions. Like, you have to mourn. There's no way around it. There's no way to bypass it. There's no way to ignore it. Any picture that you look at, you're going to think about this person. Any item that used to be theirs, you're going to automatically think about this person. Hell, you might be grocery shopping and all of a sudden you just have one random thought that just throws you off and causes you to cry in the middle of the grocery store. So I feel like one thing that a lot of us don't do is actually go through the motions when it comes to grieving and the grieving process. But I'll get back to that a little bit. So back to the Instagram post that triggered the episode. So what she said, I'm just going to read the entire thread. It says Saturn opposite, and this is okay. And that's another thing. I want to preface this by saying that this is going to be an episode that has to deal with astrology. No, I am not a professional astrologist, but I have looked into my chart and I have been doing a little bit of dabbling here and there when it comes to astrology. So I feel comfortable talking about this because I was able to actually find things within my own chart that has helped me personally. So The thread starts off by saying Saturn opposite of Chiron in the birth chart is inherited ancestral wounds. Now, Chiron is essentially the wound healer. This is the planet that deals with a lot of trauma, ancestral trauma, things of that nature. So they typically call Chiron the wound healer. So the next thread, it says, having this aspect in your chart could feel like you have a duty on your back to carry your family, even if they've caused you pain. The importance of the aspect shows that this is a task that needs to be worked through. Aspect describe planets having relationships with each other. So even though it feels like a burden to carry the people that have hurt you, once you begin to accept that the pain you feel comes from generations of failed attempts to repay karmic debt, you'll begin to heal yourself and your bloodline. A good bit of the population has this. Most people, Saturn is in a sign opposite their Chiron, but this only counts if it forms an actual aspect. Of course, this is a very generic way of saying this because of tweet limits. This is like she was tweeting it, but this is to shed light on something that affects around 75% of the population. Now she goes on to say, my Saturn is in Aquarius and my Chiron is in Leo. These signs are opposite, but my Saturn and Chiron do not form in opposition because of the orbs. Don't ask me what orbs are. I'm still looking it up. verify this aspect by going to astro.com. Click on the extended chart selection, select to all objects and cast the chart. In order for the aspects to show, most people, Saturn is an opposite sign from their Chiron, but this is for those that have the actual opposition. So I brought all of that up to say, go to astro.com and pull your chart to see what planet is opposite of your Chiron. So she said, go to astro.com. I went to a different website you can go to different ones, but that was the one that she recommended. For me personally, when I went to pull my chart, it's a little bit different. I went to astro-charts.com. I don't think those two are the same. I think those are two completely different websites, but that's where those are two references, two websites that you can go to. But essentially, back to what I was saying, when it comes to your astrological chart, you should be able to pinpoint where things went wrong, what your purpose is, your birth chart has so much information in it. People think that astrology is just about your big three, which is your sun, moon, and your rising, which is like, that's only half the battle. That's a lot of it's like personality trait BS, essentially. I mean, it's cool and everything, but let's dig deeper. Let's actually use the astrological chart for something that's going to really make a difference, right? So, when you go to look up your chart, I want you to take a moment to really take everything in because, yes, it is a lot. You might want to get a journal and write things down and try to, you know, get yourself acquainted with your astrological chart. And if you can find someone that can read your chart for you and give you all these little tidbits, I would recommend that as well. Like, why not? Yeah, unless it's going to take some time because studying astrology can be, it's a process. It's a lot of things to learn, but it's definitely important, valuable information. But basically when I read her thread, it made me think about my past year that I had. So, I don't know if a lot of you know, that are listening, but I lost my father last year, around this time. He passed away in November. So the past year up until now has been a struggle for me. And this is just me being 1000% transparent. Like, I'll have days when I'm okay, but I'll have days when I just literally, like I mentioned before, you'll be out minding your business and all of a sudden you just have that thought that just triggers everything and you just have a moment. So that's not uncommon when it comes to grieving. So I made a post that said, I learned a lot about ancestral debt and generational issues after my father passed. That one moment in time showed me so much about purpose and my own magic. It took its toll, but I understand and I see better than I have a few years back. I'm more connected and trusting of myself and my spirits. Healing is more than what some folks think it is. Your mended heart, mind, and spirit is what will be the difference between you and your nieces, nephews, and kids repeating what you went through. The day that I left the hospital was the day I let go of a lot of chains. Remember, one event can alter the course of life for yourself and your family. Be mindful. And that's really 1000% true. So, when it comes to grieving and losing someone, I highly, highly, highly recommend doing some type of cleansing bath, something that's going to uplift your spirit, something that's going to help you along your healing process. But what I meant by, when I said that that day that I left the hospital was the day I let go of a lot of change. So essentially what I did, because I had a lot of, when I was growing up, I had some issues with him. So I, luckily for me, before he passed, I was able to make my peace, make amends with my father for a lot of the things that had happened. And I was actually able to have moments with him, like actual father-daughter moment before he passed away. So I was very grateful for that. But one thing that I did after I left the hospital was a releasing ritual. So what I did was I wrote down everything that I felt, 1000% honesty. Like, as and I made it personal, like I was actually talking to him in person. I wrote everything down, how I felt, and I wrote that I release any negativity, any negative feelings, any hurt, any pain caused. I'm happy, I forgive you, things of that nature. And then I burned it. Well, it was windy, so I couldn't burn it, but I ripped it up and I put it in water. I put it by, well, where was I? I think I was at the beach. I let it go. I did basically a releasing ceremony. If I was able to burn it, I would have burned it, but I couldn't. It was windy that day. But I said all this to say, if you go through something like that, I highly recommend doing a releasing ceremony to move forward. Because, I mean, aside from grieving, whatever negative feelings that you may have had with that person, any issues, if you had any issues, for example, with that person, or if you haven't had any issues with that person, any emotions of sadness, guilt, whatever pain that you may have held on to because of whatever reason, do a releasing ceremony. As a practitioner, healer, witch, whatever you want to call yourself, do a releasing ceremony. I think that some, and I'm kind of guilty of this myself, like I'll do so much witchy shit for everyone else. Like I'll make candles, I'll make bath salts, I'll do blessing rituals with my jewelry. I'll do all these things. But when it comes to me, like the regular day to day, I want to get into the habit of doing witchy things throughout the day. And like I mentioned, this podcast is about getting back to the basics. And one of the basic things that I did, I don't know if I mentioned this in the first episode, but what helped me to get into the practice of, you know, getting comfortable with my practice and comfortable with what I do, my spirituality, I did a ritual for every day of the week that had a correspondence that helps me to get into the practice of doing what I do now. So it's all about getting back to those things, that every day-to-day thing. Like, for example, spelling your coffee, your food, talking over your food, stirring clockwise, cleaning, using your cleaning powder. It's like if you have carpet, the scented powder, putting like salt in the powder and doing a ritual with that, like things that you would do on a regular day-to-day basis, cleaning up your home, cooking food, put some witchy stuff in there. Okay. Do something spiritual that is going to enrich your life. That is how you become better at your own practice. And that's how you are able to find what works for you and what does not work for you. And that's ultimately the goal, is to pass down whatever ritual, spells, and et cetera, things that you did to your family, to your kids, to your nieces, to your nephews, anyone that is, you know, you just want to have this blueprint for your family, right? So that's really important. But back to the topic, because that was a little off topic. When it comes to just like death in general, what I learned is that in that moment, you learn how to, well, you learn the things that led you here. You see everything for what it is. See everyone for who they are, and you understand the bigger picture when death happens. And I'm talking about death as in like the death card death, and death as in the literal death, because it's a new beginning on either way it goes, honestly. So because it's a new reality that you have to forge for yourself, you know, to once they're gone, like they're not there anymore. So you have to figure out a way to live a new way of life. And when you see the things that go on when someone passes away, it brings up a lot of ancestral trauma that is there. I've heard and seen and been through the situation where, you know, someone passes away, everyone just runs amok. Everyone says things that they thought about this person or thought about you, like now that they're gone. Like you see people's true colors when someone passes away. And it's a sad thing, but you end up noticing things that you probably never knew. And you also notice things that was hidden. So I think that even though death is a hard and really taboo thing, it brings about change and newness. So my whole thing is, even though I do, you know, what I do, I talk to spirits and things of that nature, I have gotten to a place where, well, I'm getting into a place where I'm not so, like, afraid of death, I guess you can say. I mean, I don't want to die. We're listen, knock on wood, like, we're not going to die, okay? I mean, not right now. We got stuff to do. But I've gotten to a point where I'm more comfortable with it. Like, it's not something that is so scary anymore. Well, let's get into that point. But it's not... It's more so, I think with us as humans, we have this thing where we have so much life to live that we want to live it to the fullest, and we don't want to leave with regret. And when someone passes in their prime, like 16 and, you know, childhood, or even in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, etc., it's like you didn't get to live a full life. It's like you missed out on that. But a lot of the times, like if you believe in reincarnation, we all have our own contracts that we, I guess you could say, sign up for. So we typically come here, fulfill that person, and we get up out of here. But one thing that is lost to me is the method in which people pass, which is like crazy. Like, I don't even need to say it on this podcast, but you know what I'm talking about. It's like people, in the manner in which people pass, it's unnatural deaths. Okay. So just put that out there. So it's kind of like, you telling me I signed up to pass like this? Like, really? Like, y'all let me? Like, what the fuck going? Like, yeah. So that, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that part. But yes. So just to wrap things up, anyone, and this is for anyone that is currently going through the grieving process or may have lost somebody that's like 20 years ago and they're still grieving, I highly recommend that you utilize going to a grief therapist. There's only so much that you can do with spirituality as far as, you know, taking spiritual baths, writing in your journal, and saying affirmations, things of that nature. Sometimes you need clinical help to process things because, like I mentioned before at some point, the metaphysical and science, it merges to a certain degree. To a certain degree, because there's science involved in it. So when it comes to the human mind and how we process things, emotions, all of that, that's more of a thing that deals with your brain. So spirituality deals with spirit. That sort of thing deals with the mind, mental health. You need to, if you feel like you need to go to therapy, go to therapy. There's nothing wrong with therapy. You're not a failure if you go to therapy. Just like there's a doctor for your body, for your, you know, your genitalia, a gynecologist, OBGYN, obstetrician, all of that. There's a doctor for every part of the body, including the mind. So absolutely utilize therapy. And I will also put in the listen notes to the podcast some resources for therapy, you know, just self-help lines, phone numbers. I'm just going to put all that in the listen notes so that you'll have it for later. And you can view them when you click on the podcast link to see. But thank you so much for listening. I hope that whatever traumas from death and grief that you're dealing with, I hope that you are healed from it. I hope that you find a way for you that is healthy to mend your heart. And last but not least, make sure that you're following me on my platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube at Moonstone_energy. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye. The next time you hear from me, let's say the next episode, you'll be one step closer to your highest self, one step closer to stepping into your divine energy and in complete flow. And so it is. Ache.